Everybody say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm mighty.
And I'm blessed.
It's a great way to start the day. Every day, that is my confession. Every single day. And I've been doing it for years. My wife used to say to me when we first got married in the morning, how are you doing, Terry? I'd say, I'm strong, I'm mighty, and I'm blessed. She doesn't ask me anymore. As soon as I get to work, how are you doing, Terry? I'm strong, I'm blessed, I'm victorious, I'm mighty. And when you say stuff like that, right, it's not only for Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin, but it's for Terry Eckersley. And it's for every guy in the room. Because when you say, I'm strong, blessed, and mighty, you're agreeing with the spirit man that's inside you. And your body starts playing catch up. You're actually agreeing with God rather than agreeing with your feelings. And we walk by faith, not by feelings. Everybody say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm mighty.
I'm mighty.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can talk about some good stuff today because we're all guys in the room. There's no ladies around. So we can maybe cover some of the hot potatoes that don't even get covered in church. We don't talk much about sex, do we? Hardly ever. Listen this, right? Guys down the pub, rugby players, footballers, they all talk about their sexual feelings, emotions, the wives, the relationships, right? Guys in the church don't talk about it. Hardly ever. It becomes suppressed, it becomes untouchable, and we become a bit weird and unfree. So I'm going to touch a little bit on that today, if you don't mind. So, Stewie, how's your sex life at the moment? Good? You doing all right?
Yes, we are.
Good, that's great. To be perfectly honest with you all, we're almost doing it every day now. Me and my wife, yeah. We almost did it on a Monday. Then we almost did it on the Tuesday. Then we almost did it on the Wednesday. They're very quick, these guys, aren't they, Stewie? You're raising up some mighty men of valour. So anyway, I bring greetings from Hillsong Church, where I'm on team there. I bring greetings from my beautiful wife. She's my dream babe. Been married nearly 2 years now. So if anybody wants any counselling or guidance, come and see Stewie. Today I'm going to share my testimony, right? It's going to be linked into some key points I've got down here for you. But to everybody who's in the room right now, to those who are struggling with the most challenging time in your life, the sin that feels like it won't let go of you, right? I'm speaking primarily to you, right? But I'm speaking to everybody. So your test today, that great test, can become your testimony. And the greater your test, the greater the testimony will be. Whatever mess you find yourself in, whether it's financial, relational, whatever mess you're in right now, that mess can become your greatest message. The bigger the mess, the bigger the message. Whatever setback you're going through, don't let that setback cause you to step back. But hang on in there, push into God. You've come along today. God will speak to you today and minister to you. May that setback become your greatest comeback tour ever. Give Jesus a big, mighty round of applause, if you believe me. We need to stay excited. Fantastic. I was born and raised in Greater Manchester, youngest of five children. My dad was a miner, worked down the mines all his life, 51 years service. My mum, cotton mill, another two jobs, market owner, vegetable market, interestingly enough. There you go, where is he, Mr. Elms? She worked for a guy who had a vegetable stall and a bread round, three jobs. I was the youngest, unexpected, felt unwanted. My dad was the guy who showed me the love every morning when he came home from work. I saw him on holidays twice a year. Then the day that he retired, I thought, well, I'm going to spend time with the guy who loves me and affirms me. And that week he died of an heart attack. And I was an altar boy at the time. Benny Hinn used to be an altar boy. There you go. I've got a pink suit. I wear pink suits because I'm way out of the box. I don't live in the box. I live in the triangle. I'm developing body, mind and spirit.